Five major sporting and culture events slated to take place in Whistler in the coming months got some good news Thursday, courtesy of BC's Ministry of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport. They were named among the approximately 100 groups set to receive a total of $4,808,467 in grant funding through the provincial government's Tourism Events Program, TEP, Minister Lisa Beer announced November 10. The province initially made the funding commitment in April 2022, representing the TEP's return after a two-year pandemic-induced hiatus. The program offers support to a wide range of tourism experiences, across an array of industries, from arts and culture events to internationally recognized competitions. The funds are intended to bolster awareness of events, attracting additional overnight visitors and increasing tourism benefits to communities, the province explained in a release. In all, the ministry is directing $314,163, or more than 6%, of that more than $4.8 million purse to Whistler events. The 2023 FIS Junior, U23 World Nordic Championships will receive $102,163, while BMW IBSF Bobsleigh and Skeleton World Cup Whistler 2022, set to take place at the Whistler Sliding Center beginning November 24, has been granted $22,500. The 2022 Eberspacher Luge World Cup, scheduled to hit the Sliding Center's track December 8 to 10, will receive $14,500. A couple of Whistler's marquee festivals were also included among recipients, with the 2023 World Ski and Snowboard Festival taking home $50,000 and Kronkworks Whistler 2023 earning $125,000. TEP grants are capped at a maximum of $250,000 per event. BC's many sports competitions, arts festivals and events are vital to our tourism sector and a thriving economy, said Lisa Beer, Minister of Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport said in the release. This program allows organizers to raise awareness about their amazing events and inspires British Columbians and people from around the world to attend.